It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Hey there. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for listening and for telling a friend. You're welcome to send any questions or comments to me by email through the Hogue Hospital website at hoguehealth.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Edward Duran, a board-certified obstetrician-gynecologist, fertility specialist, who's been performing assisted reproductive technology, or ART, procedures since 1994. We're delighted to have him on the show today to be with you and to share his expertise. Welcome, Dr. Duran.
Thank you, Deborah.
It is great to have an expert to talk to about the sensitive subject of fertility. Now, in your opinion, at what point should a woman seek help for infertility?
Well, a lot depends on the age of the woman. So if the woman is under 35 in general and she's having normal periods, mm-hmm. it's fine to wait 12 months.
Okay.
And 85% of couples will get pregnant on their own within that first 12 months that they're trying.
Okay.
If they're above 35, the recommendation is after 6 months of trying with mm-hmm. regular cycles to seek the advice of a fertility specialist.
Okay.
And if you're over 40, the recommendation is within 3 months of trying, if you're not pregnant, mm-hmm. go ahead and seek the help of a fertility specialist.
Well, that's a fabulous, fabulous chart. I've never heard it broken down that way, but that's a great thing that we can follow. Now, in your opinion, at what point, does fertility decline in a regular, healthy woman?
Well, generally that starts in the late 20s, but certainly by age 35 is when we see a decline in success rates with different fertility treatments.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we ask women to come in after 6 months of trying because we want to be able to help them with their quest for a pregnancy. The
sure.
important thing to understand is that all women are born with all the eggs they're ever going to have.
Right.
The eggs slowly deplete in quantity, but the quality is also something that declines, and that's why we ask that they come in more frequently if they're over 35.
And bring their partner, especially if they have an older partner.
Absolutely, because 40% of infertility has a male component to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to have the partner tested.
Yep.
It's important to look at ovulation to make sure the woman is releasing eggs. And the final thing is to look at the fallopian tubes and make sure that they're open, not blocked, and not damaged in any way.
You talk about declining quality of eggs, but is there such a thing as a declining quality of sperm?
Generally, sperm stays strong well into a man's 50s and 60s. So
okay.
It's not, Charlie Chaplin conceived kids in his 90s.
This is true.
So, this is something where there is a slow decline, but by no means is it as quick as it is in women.
Okay.
The main issue there is that sperm are regenerated every 72 days.
Okay.
While the egg has been there since birth.
Wow, seems like an unfair system, but there you have it, ladies. You got to stay on it. Let's talk about some of the infertility treatment options that are available to couples today, because we have come a long way, baby, haven't we?
We sure have. And basically what we do is we always start off with the simplest technique that's going to offer the best chance for pregnancy with the lowest risk of multiple pregnancy. So what we start off with, if a woman is not ovulating, we'll often use fertility pills or mm-hmm. fertility injections combined with intrauterine insemination. So this is where we give the woman medication to help her ovulate more efficiently,
mm-hmm.
combine it with washing the husband's sperm and placing it in the uterus. What you're doing is you're helping the woman release eggs, sometimes more than one,
mm-hmm.
in a more efficient fashion, and then getting the sperm in closer proximity to the egg so that you can facilitate a spontaneous pregnancy occurring in the woman's body. So this is different than the most advanced treatment that we use, which is in vitro fertilization.
Right.
This has been around since 1978,
mm-hmm.
and this is where we're actually stimulating the woman with fertility injections to grow multiple eggs.
Right.
We extract these eggs in the operating room with a simple 20-minute procedure, take the eggs to the laboratory, and inject the husband's sperm into the egg. So this helps both in couples where women have a pelvic factor or an egg factor, and also where there's a male factor. So let's say if the sperm are low in numbers or weak in quality, we're able to directly inject the sperm into the egg and often get 80% of those eggs to fertilize.
And when you say pelvic factor, maybe you could describe that a little further.
Well, pelvic factor refers to any time that the pelvis is preventing pregnancy. So this can result from scar tissue from a previous pelvic infection. It can refer to endometriosis. Endometriosis is a condition where the lining of the uterus spills out of the fallopian tubes, grows in the pelvis, and causes scar tissue and can prevent pregnancy from occurring.
Okay.
And this is where we're able to intervene with laparoscopy surgery and treat the endometriosis, often with a laser treatment that removes the endometriosis, restores the pelvis to a healthy condition, and often these women get pregnant within 1 or 2 months of the surgery.
Wow, incredible. All right, now infertility used to sort of be a shameful thing for women, and not so much today, is it?
Not at all. I just heard a statistic last week that 1% of all babies born in the United States last year were products of in vitro fertilization.
Wow.
So that just shows how long we've come in the 30-plus years since IVF has been around to now that 1% of all Americans were born as a product of in vitro fertilization. So we're seeing more and more couples come to see us. And they're now talking openly to their friends and colleagues. And, you know, it used to be something that was kind of hidden from the family and from other colleagues. And now women are discussing this openly.
Right.
There's support networks like Resolve, where, you know, often these patients can get together and they can get together and review their stories. And I think it's helping a lot of patients complete families, because the important thing to keep in mind is that even with the advent of IVF and donor egg, we're now able to, if a woman and a husband are willing to do whatever treatment options are available, usually about 80% of couples that seek a baby will be successful.
80%?
80%.
Boy, that's up from 30 just a few years ago.
Absolutely. So, you know, the point is that even, you know, if a woman comes to see us and she's 43 and her husband has bad sperm and she's running out of eggs, sometimes these couples will choose to do donor egg treatment where they have an egg donor produce eggs, combine them with their husband's sperm through the in vitro fertilization process, and these patients are able to have kids, you know, in their early to mid-40s.
Now, this is a very subjective question because it varies so much from situation to situation, but is there ever a point where you've said to a patient, you know, enough is enough, it is time to start thinking about other options because infertility treatments just aren't working for you?
That is something that we sometimes have to tell patients. And, you know, it is difficult because, you know, you want to continue, and often the patients can become quite obsessed with treatment, and it's our job as the fertility specialist to intervene, and if we see that they have factors that cannot be overcome with the technology we have, to talk to them about maybe using a gestational carrier or a surrogate or adoption. And there are, you know, some patients that have to decide to go a different route than getting pregnant with their own egg and carrying it in their own uterus.
But as you said, 80% are successful. So that's pretty amazing. We have time for another couple questions. True or false, a woman who has fibroids is very unlikely to be able to get pregnant?
Well, it depends on the size and the location. That it is, if the fibroids are significant in size, she is unlikely to get pregnant until she has the fibroids removed.
Okay.
So the important thing is don't embark on treatment with large fibroids without addressing them first. Because the other thing that we have not addressed is that fibroids can also complicate pregnancy.
Yes,
meaning
exactly.
Not just lead to miscarriage, but they can lead to pregnancy complications resulting in premature labor and premature delivery and bleeding.
Thank you so much, Dr. Duran. It was a total pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Deborah.
This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. It's a pleasure to be here with you, and please stay tuned. There is much, much more to come, and have yourself a wonderful day.